This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Viewership of last week's Grammy Awards were way down from last year's telecast. The show averaged a 12.7 household rating, the lowest in 9 years. Despite the drop, the Grammy telecast that handed big wins to Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar still gathered a big crowd that will rank among TV's most watched events of the year. Still losing 24% of your audience? Hey, bring back rock? Several Oscar contenders got a bump off of the nomination announcements, most notably The Shape of Water. It added 1,000 screens and earned $5.7 million, putting it in the number 8 spot on the film charts. That total is the biggest weekend result to date, up 161% from last weekend, and gives the film a running total of $38 million. It's the lead contender to win the Best Picture Oscar. Casey Affleck has withdrawn from presenting the Best Actress Award at the March 4th Academy Awards ceremonies. Affleck won the Best Actor Award last year for Manchester by the Sea, so he normally would present the Best Actress Award because it's an Academy tradition. But accusations of misconduct by Affleck have been highlighted in recent months. Actually, I'm relieved. Casey just stands there like a bearded statue. Netflix had a huge Q4 subscriber growth, adding a record 8.3 million subscribers in one quarter. We had a beautiful Q4, completing a great year as internet TV expands globally, Netflix said in a statement. Investors agree. The company's shares have increased by more than 70% just in the past year. It's good to be Netflix. CBS has ordered reboots of Magnum P.I. and Murphy Brown. Magnum will follow decorated ex-Navy SEAL Thomas Magnum, who repurposes his military skills after coming home from Afghanistan to become a private investigator. Also, Candace Bergen will return to the role of Murphy Brown for 13 episodes. Both shows are considered classics, so this should be painful to watch. In other retread news, ABC has picked up The Greatest American Hero, the 1980s hit. The reboot follows 30-year-old Mira in her misadventures, including tequila and karaoke. She's searching for meaning in her life and failing along the way to the disappointment of her traditional Indian American family. Then she finds this cape, and the rest, as they say, is a bomb. YouTube star Logan Paul is back after a 3-week break with a video on suicide prevention in which he pledges to donate $1 million to organizations on the front lines. The 22-year-old vlogger is trying to repair the damage to the mini digital empire he built out of his prank and stunt-filled daily videos watched by millions of followers, many of them kids. Apology not accepted, idiot. DMX was taken into custody for violating his probation. The rapper, who struggled with substance abuse over the years, was arrested after testing positive for opiates and cocaine, so the judge deemed him a flight risk. He was out on bail for a tax evasion case, and after a short stint at rehab, was seen drinking and buying shots for people as he preached the word of God. Nuts? Bye-bye White House, hello Big Brother Celebrity Edition House. Former White House staffer Omarosa will be one of the contestants. Trump's former director of communications will find herself rooming with the likes of Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie, Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath, and UFC light heavyweight champ Chuck Liddell. From The Apprentice to the Trump White House to Big Brother, you can't make this stuff up. You Are My Friend is the name of a biopic starring Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers, the legendary host of the children's TV series Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The film follows a cynical journalist who begrudgingly agrees to do a profile piece on Rogers, but finds his life transformed by the experience. It's based on a real-life friendship between Rogers and journalist Tom Junod. Would you like to be my neighbor? Sure you would. Glee star Mark Salling was found dead in the Sunland area of L.A. He was 35. Salling died of an apparent suicide by hanging and was found near the L.A. River adjacent to a Little League baseball field. The actor had recently pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and was facing 4 to 7 years in prison with 20 years supervised release. His sentencing was scheduled for March 7th. Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle brought its worldwide total to $822 million, passing the $821 million made by Wonder Woman. While Wonder Woman still has a higher U.S. total, Jumanji has been able to outperform the DC film in several international markets, like China, the U.K., and Australia. Jumanji now has an overseas total of $484 million compared to $404 for Wonder Woman. It seems that every old TV show will get a reboot at some point, except for one, Friends. David Schwimmer, who played Ross, gave his take on the possibility of reuniting the Central Perk gang. Schwimmer said, quote, "Look, the thing is, I just don't know if I want to see all of us with crutches and walkers," unquote. You know, Jennifer Aniston would even look good in Depends. Lisa Kudrow? Not so much. The radio DJ at the center of the Taylor Swift groping trial has returned to the airwaves on a Mississippi station. David Mueller, who lost last year's civil court case to Swift, was hired 6 months after a Denver jury sided with Swift and found Mueller had grabbed the pop star's behind during a meet and greet in 2013. See? You can make a comeback after losing to Taylor Swift. Just in Mississippi, though. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian's new blonde cornrows, which she called Bo Derek braids, have been receiving heavy backlash on Instagram. Lindsay Lohan, who used to be friendly with Kardashian back in the day, weighed in, asking fans to comment on her look. "I'm confused," Lohan wrote, to which Kardashian snapped back, "You know what's confusing? Your sudden foreign accent." Hey, it worked for Madonna.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook is banning all ads promoting cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and ICOs. The digital TV and video industry, including Netflix and Amazon, is set to see its revenues double in 5 years. Apple is reportedly delaying new iOS features until next year because of quality problems. You can use Alexa to send SMS messages now if you've also got an Android phone.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle holds on to the top spot.
The number one album.
Migos Culture 2 enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the number one spot.
The number one book.
Holding steady for a fifth week, it's Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House.
Russian-German record producer, songwriter, and DJ Anton Zaslavsky, better known as Zed, was born in Russia in 1989 and grew up in Germany. He's a classically trained musician and has produced a number of hit songs, including the Born This Way remix for Lady Gaga, Break Free by Ariana Grande, I Want You to Know by Selena Gomez, Starving from Haley Steinfeld, and Stay, featuring the winner of the Best New Artist Grammy this year, Alessia Cara. Now, Zed has a brand new track, and we think it's also going to be a hit. Here's Zed featuring Maren Morris and Gray with the song of the week, The Middle.
Oh, take a step back for a minute into the kitchen, floors are wet, and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh,
Zed featuring Maren Morris and Gray with the song of the week, The Middle. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.